I'm Angela Ross, and this is SoCal Voices. Do you have the pink dot on your driver's license? Do you know why you should? April is Donate Life Month, and there's an organization in Southern California that's dedicated to saving lives through organ, eye, and tissue donation. That organization is One Legacy, and it serves more than 200 hospitals, 10 transplant centers, a diverse population of 20 million donors and families across Southern California, and waiting recipients across the country. And in this episode of SoCal Voices, Christy Bethel of One Legacy discusses the organization's mission and its life-saving impact. Christy, welcome to SoCal Voices.
Thank you, Angela. Thank you. It's great to be here.
Talk about One Legacy's mission and why the work the organization does is so essential.
Sure. So One Legacy is a bridge to life for millions. One Legacy saves and heals lives through organ, eye, and tissue donation. We comfort the families that we serve, and we inspire our communities to donate life.
Your role at One Legacy is informing the public, educating the public. And I want you to talk about how you go about doing that in a region as vast and as diverse as Southern California. You run into some cultural barriers, maybe even some language barriers, just some mistrust of the medical community generally. And how do you get people willing to, you know, put that pink dot on their driver's license and to register as organ donors?
We have not found the magic bullet yet. However, we continue to try to meet people where they're at in the grassroots neighborhoods. We have, you know, our communities are not only very vast, but they're very unique. What happens here in Riverside is much different than Kern County, which is much different than Los Angeles County. And so we depend heavily on our donor families and our recipients who have benefited from the life-saving gift of organ, eye, and tissue donation. They are our boots on the ground. We call them our ambassadors or our embajadores. And we are everywhere. We divide and conquer. And really, you know, it's one story at a time. It's one mom standing there speaking in her native language about her experience with the most difficult chapter of her life and how there has been a silver lining that has been able to follow her with that gift that her loved one or their loved one gave. And those are the stories that, you know, it goes back to storytelling is really where we're at. And so we try to partner not only with our ambassadors and our volunteers throughout the seven counties to do grassroots and community education, but we also have them with us as sometimes our clinical teams are in the hospitals and working with our clinical partners, because it's very important to put a face to donation. You know, we're in a very much, you know, a workflow algorithm society. And so with our mission, it really does not, it's not consistent. We can make sure every box is checked and we can make sure that we, you know, advocate and we do everything. But if we're not speaking to people before they have that life-changing experience or you know, that experiencing death in the hospital, our goal is to get to them first so that it's more natural to talk about what it is that you want to do with your body after when you're not in a hospital setting. And so really just trying to juggle, you know, a few things. One, timing. We try to do a lot of education and outreach with our younger population, because in the state of California at 15, you go to the kids don't go to the DMV anymore. They log on. they do the online application. And so one of the questions that ask is, you know, do you wish to be an organ, eye, and tissue donor? And that happens at about 15. In an ideal world, One Legacy and through our public education outreach, we have already been able to partner with them through the school level, the high school level, through a medical academy or another club to really just, you know, educate and inspire. I was very fortunate yesterday. I was in two different high schools in the Inland Empire, one at Yucaipa High School. And I asked the question, anyone here have, you know, a family member who was able to be an organ, eye, and tissue donor? And one of the high school students said, yeah, when my grandpa passed away, he donated his corneas. Wow. That was a beautiful thing for me to hear.
Yeah. And it was good for the students, the fellow students to hear as well, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And that's the piece. And so, you know, you just kind of work with that when you're doing the education. But again, everyone, as you mentioned, there are some difficult times. There is a mistrust of our medical system, as there should be. I mean, there are some things that we have done wrong in our country and we can do better. And that's another exciting part, that working with the students who are in health academies and in the high schools is just acknowledging first, where we're at as a country, and access is a big situation as well. And that's another thing that One Legacy is really advocating, take care of yourself, because people, they don't really understand. And there's a lot of myths and misconceptions about end of life and the pink donor dot, but it all boils down to this is your life now. And so let's take care of it and make sure that your body and that you are doing everything that you can for your own health now. And then it's going to be natural that it's going to be able to, be recycled, if you will, into another life.
Right. It's sort of like just this idea, this plan that you have of living your best life, being the best you can be, as healthy and as happy as you can be, and giving and being a good steward while we're all present with each other and here. But there is something else that you can do that after you transition out of this place, you can still leave something behind for someone else to help them thrive. And I just think that's a powerful legacy. You mentioned talking to the students. Generally, how do people respond when you talk about donating organs, tissue? Are they more curious? Do they ask a lot of questions? Do they like recoil? What's the general response that you get from folks?
That's a great question, because there's not one answer. It just really depends on the setting. I can tell you sometimes we have had partnerships with local blood banks. And I remember just an experience a few weeks ago, we were talking with some individuals as they were walking by at a hospital. We were doing a mobile blood unit, and we said, "Hey, can we talk to you about, organ and tissue donation?" And he said, "I have cirrhosis of the liver." And so, he said, "I might need a kit, I might need a liver though." So, that's one of the more comical responses, because he was like, "Hey, I know what it's about."
Right.
Other people, they do sometimes kind of just not really know where to go. And so then you have other families that say, "My son was a donor 3 years ago today." And I, it just, there's not really an answer. But I think through, it's a topic of interest to everyone. Very few people are really closed, I would say, to conversation. They either want to share with you why they believe in it or why they don't believe in it. But it's definitely a topic where people are very passionate about. And ultimately, I think that all conversations surrounding organ and tissue donation are beneficial, because it's not just the conversations, but it's also really a call to action. Because if someone is, adamant that they do not believe in organ and tissue donation, then we encourage them to share that decision with their family. Because if you don't get your pink dot on your driver's license, then that doesn't mean that you're not going to be a donor. That means that your legal next of kin, or there's a hierarchy that's outlined of family members that would make that decision on your behalf. And so, that's really the takeaway that I try to empower people, because, of course, I believe in organ, eye, and tissue donation, as do millions of Southern Californians and Californians. However, we also know that it's not for everyone. And as long as they've made an educated and informed decision, I support that decision.
Sure. Absolutely.
But oftentimes we find that there is a myth that we can dispel. And, I think it's one of those situations, until it happens to you, you don't really have that same perspective.
I wonder if you could share a story or two about a family that just really touched you in terms of how moved they were by what you're doing, the kind of situation where you said to yourself, "Gosh, I am in the lane I am supposed to be in. This is what my mission is. This is what I'm trying to do." Can you talk about a family or a story that touched you that way?
Sure, absolutely. Well, I've been with One Legacy for 15 years, so I feel like these stories kind of reoccur in my life, and I'm very fortunate and grateful to have those opportunities to have that experience. Most recently, I'm really moved by the, just being a 50-year-old woman with four children and four grandchildren. I'm moved by the stories where it impacts generations. Early on in my career, I'll never forget this one. There was a young kid, and he was, 19, having a good time. And it was summer. He was jumping off of the roof of the house into the pool. What we learned was that he had a very unfortunate aneurysm sometime between jumping off the roof and landing in the pool. And so he was unable to survive the injury, and was very, his family was very open to organ, eye, and tissue donation. And in fact, they had family members in other cities, very local, that were in need of organ, eye, and tissue transplants. And so that was one of my first experiences with what's called directed donation. And so a lot of times I've split my career. Half of it had been in the clinical setting, working with hospitals and doing policy development to make sure that we don't miss any opportunities. And then the second half of my career with One Legacy, I've been able to really, I guess, highlight the fruits of our labor and take those same donor families back to the hospitals in their communities and share the stories. And, you know, just knowing that sometimes you might have a clinician, you know, having fears about donation and how this family is going to respond, but they don't realize that that family is connected very intimately with donation and oftentimes have people on waiting list waiting for life-saving transplants. And so I think just being able to bridge, and you know, we always say we literally connect the dots. The donor dot is the symbol in the state of California to be an organ, eye, and tissue donor. We have almost 20 million registered donors. And so connecting the dots through, you know, our ambassadors, really, you know, they are the core of our program. We couldn't do what we do without them. And just seeing how donation helps heal the grief process, helps them. You know, there's another donor mom that I work with. She was with me yesterday at education. She actually had graduated from one of the high schools that we were at a few, you know, 14, 15 years ago. And she was back sharing her story about when she lost her son and how her experience was. And so, you know, I could keep going. I think I've given you two stories and you asked for a couple. So I can stop there. But, you know, also it's just, I think it's just a good group because as we start to, you know, this world is a little bit different than it was before. We have digital formats. And so we know that there's a lot of people who are grieving and grieving alone. And so we provide a network through our ambassador program where it's not just about sharing your story, but really getting the support. And that's something that One Legacy, I think, does a tremendous job is following our donor families after they pass away. You know, after they experience the loss, we stay in touch with them for as long as they need. And as long as they, you know, want to continue to come to support groups, we do that. We provide that service for them as well as providing it in the language that they speak. And so we really create like a subculture for our donor families and for our recipient families as well.
That's fantastic. You know, I am aware of a family that lost someone very suddenly. This individual was someone who was not displaying any outward signs of illness, very similar to the situation you described earlier, but the suddenness of the death, just bam, one day something happened and sadly, this individual was gone. And one of their family members said that they were really pleased to hear when they were able to donate some tissue to three different individuals. And they do talk about the ongoing help that One Legacy provided. They talk about being able to meet two of the three individuals who were recipients. So I commend you for the work that you all are doing and the way that you are touching families. I want you to talk a little bit more about the institutional partnerships that One Legacy has throughout the region. Obviously, you have this vast array of clinicians, allied health, you talked about blood banks. Who all helps One Legacy get the job done? And why is it necessary to sort of have this help with your mission?
Collaboration is key. We could not do it alone. And it takes all of us together. And so we try to do education, making sure that education is consistent. So partnering with our emergency department, partnering with our ICUs, clinicians, partners, and really they are the ones who, when the triggers are met, they give us a call. Now we look and see if that patient is healthy enough to be a donor. And then we just stand by until the hospital has followed their process and their policy, which could include, you know, brain death testing and other series of tests as required by the state of California to declare a patient legally brain dead. And then we also, from there, we have to work with the families. They're able to be supported in our Redlands facility or at our Azusa facility. They're surrounded by their loved ones, their friends, and really it's the best opportunity that we have to be able to have families see their loved ones transition in the most peaceful and respected way. And so really, we just try to meet all of our families on an individual level coordinate. And then the follow through, I think, is really, you know, the biggest piece is that families are going to continue to be need to be supported. While we're focused in the hospitals, we also have this very unique opportunity to do awareness and increase awareness. And really, I think those things go hand in hand. I know that we just recently, for the first time last year, we were able to participate in VidCon in Anaheim. And so we were able to get in and do some really unique platforms with, you know, just reaching a different audience. So I think that has really been our key to success, has been just really partnering with not necessarily just one organization, but the depth of organizations that we're able to be able to partner with. Hopefully everyone has been supported throughout this process. And that's, you know, something else in the hospital setting. We have to make sure, we talked about the cultural and linguistic barriers. Mm-hmm. We have to make sure that all of this information is being delivered in a way that families really can absorb that information and be able to ask questions and also, you know, fulfill their cultural and end of life and religious beliefs. So it's really just coordination.
I know that there is some quantitative aspect to every nonprofit where there's people who are measuring things and determining what's successful and what's not. Can you talk a little bit about meeting some of your annual goals? I saw a couple of months ago where One Legacy set a new national record for organ donors. Can you share a little bit more about that?
We definitely have increased. I think this was our 12th year that we have increased rates, and I think opportunities, just like what we're doing today. If we can touch one person, yeah, and, you know, really just help them understand and then ask for them to share that decision with their family and their mm-hmm. friends. And I really think that, like many things in life, the more you talk about donation, the more empowering it is. We also know that there are social determinants to health. So people are much more aware of access to health care. They're much more aware than we were in the past about prevention. And I think that organ, eye, and tissue donation, we always say we eventually should not have a job, because
right,
there should eventually be an X factor where
exactly.
The number of patients who are needing a transplant and the number of patients who are available to donate should hopefully
mm-hmm.
connect at some
exactly.
point.
Exactly. Exactly. Where should folks go for more information if they want to learn more about your organization, how to become a donor, and how to become an ambassador for One Legacy?
Well, I think the easiest place would be is to our One Legacy website, which is onelegacy.org. That has many different platforms that you can research all of the topics that you have just mentioned, how to become an ambassador. If you wish to register to be an organ, eye, and tissue donor, there's a pink donor dot that you can click on to register to be a donor. If you're interested in having us come out to one of your local events, there's a community event form that you can submit. And so there's also a toolkit on our website where there are downloadable tools that you could partner with us and just really help educate, inspire, and empower other Southern Californians to give the gift of life.
What do you have coming up where folks in the community can get involved to support One Legacy?
For Donate Life Month, we are partnering locally with many civic and government officials to do many resolutions and proclamations at the county and city level. We also are going to be doing flag raising ceremonies at most of our hospitals. We are going to also be doing flag raising ceremonies with some of our community partners. But really, Donate Life Month, our kickoff begins in April, but we like to conclude Donate Life Month with our annual run walk that will be in Azusa Pacific University on April 27th. So we'd love to have you guys join us, check out our website, and you can always register to have a team. We have sponsorship opportunities. We'd love to see you out. And if you're there, mention to someone at the One Legacy information table that you heard about us at SoCal Voices.
Sounds good to me. All right. Thanks very much, Christy. Great to have you on the show. Appreciate you and the work that you're doing. Fantastic. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
If this episode would be of value to someone you know, please share it with them. Your share helps someone you care about, and SoCal Voices reaches more people. Win-win. Thanks.